The candidates for North Carolina governor do agree on one thing. Video poker is gambling, and if allowed, it should be taxed. Meanwhile, the differences between Democrat Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton and Republican Pat McCrory is long. Last night, they met for their third and final televised debate in Rocky Mount. At one point, debate moderators challenged McCrory to be transparent regarding his personal finances.
I have submitted to the North Carolina Board of Elections explaining exactly where I get my income, where my stock ownership is. My wife, Ann, who's in the audience, we own a 2,600 square foot house. We have two used cars, both over 12 years old. They're paid for, and so is my house. And that's it. And I grew up in a family, by the way, where you don't tell each other's salaries. That's what my mom and dad taught me. And I'm not going to break my mom and dad's code in that regard.
Then moderators challenged Dalton about not having much political experience to lead the Tar Heel state.
I know the state, having served in the Senate and appropriations. I know every agency. But let me talk a little bit about the transparency. He talks about we need a governor to do this and that. We need a governor that won't talk 5 minutes and not be transparent. I've been transparent. I've let my tax returns be seen out there. We know that there was a case back several years in the Supreme Court that he took special interest over a farm family. Used his position with the city of Charlotte to help a special interest, his employer. So what's he doing with that law firm? They say he's a rainmaker. What promises are being made? That's important.
Libertarian candidate Barbara Howe was not invited to participate in the three debates. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.